Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
When our brother was asking how many people knew how to sing that song, he noticed that not many people raised their hands.
当我们弟兄问多少人会唱这首诗歌，没有很多人举手。
I think he has discovered that many Chinese congregations normally don't select that song.
因为大部分中国的弟兄姊妹不常选这首诗歌。
The hymn was actually written over 500 years ago. Or nearly 500 years ago.
这首诗歌大概是500年前写的。
So I don't get to sing that song very much because I'm usually in Chinese congregations.
我也不常唱这首诗歌，因为我常常在中国人的弟兄姊妹当中。
So when my brother selected that song, I was going, oh, wow.It's a wonderful treat this morning.
我的弟兄选这首诗歌的时候，所以我觉得很好。
And I'll tell you why it's a wonderful treat.
我告诉你为什么很好。
It's actually the very first hymn I ever heard.
因为是我听见的第一首诗歌。
Before I was a Christian, when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
在我五六岁的时候。
There was a program in the mornings.
早上有一个曾经早上有一个节目。
And they would play that hymn.
他们会放这首诗歌。
And of course, there were no words, it's just the music.
那时候是只有音乐，没有歌词。
So I had no idea what it was, but I just remember that song, that melody.
从那时候我就记得那个乐调，曲调。
Later on, when I grew up and became a Christian,
后来我成为基督徒。
And then one day, I was in an English congregation, and they sang that song.
后来我去在英文的弟兄姊妹当中，我就听到这首诗歌。
And I thought to myself,I've heard that song before.
我跟我自己讲，我听过这首诗歌。
You know, so many times before we are believers, we enjoy so many things of God's creation.
甚至于我们成为信徒，相信主之前，我们老早就享受很多神的创造。
And we don't give it a second thought.
我们不会去思考。
We think everything we have is because of our own hard work.
我们觉得是我们劳力所得来的。
But we forget it is God who is the giver of all good things.
我们忘记是神把一切的美物赏赐给我们。
And then when His light shines upon us,
当他的亮光照在我们身上的时候，
and we confess our sins,
我们承认我们的罪，
and we receive His salvation,
我们接受他的救恩，
then later on we realize all those good things were a blessing from God before we knew Him.
所以我们就开始了解，其实我们没信主之前，早就神就把一切的美物给我们。
Because He knew us first.
因为他早已认识我们。
And so we gather here this morning.
所以今天早上我们在这里聚集。
Because He loved us first.
因为他先爱了我们。
And we can enjoy the song this morning.
我们可以享受这首诗歌。
Because somebody translated it from German.
因为有人从德文这里翻成中文。
You see, just as Martin Luther wanted the brothers and sisters in Germany to be able to read the Bible themselves.
因为那时候Martin Luther 他要弟兄们他们能够自己读圣经。
So he translated the Bible into German.
所以他就把圣经翻成德文。
Well, about 150 years ago, an American named Frederick, I forgot his last name, Frederick Henke? I forgot his last name. But there was a brother who translated it from German into English.
那后来又有一位弟兄把它从德文翻成英文。
And then, I don't know how many decades ago, a Chinese brother translated it into Chinese.
几十年前又有中文的弟兄把它翻成中文。
And so you see, the brothers become a vessel by which God's fellowship is spread.
弟兄们成为神的器皿，那么福音就可以广传。
Today we are that vessel as well.
今天我们也是那个器皿。
So when we read God's word,
当我们读神的话语的时候，
it's not just to be stored here or stored here.
不是要存在我们心里或存在我们的头脑里面。
But it is, we are to be a vessel to bring out God's word and bring out God's fellowship.
我们愿意成为那器皿，把这个福音也传出去。
And so Jesus led his disciples for over 3 years.
所以当主耶稣带领他的门徒三年之久。
So that they may be cleansed and that they may become vessels as well.
他们能够被洁净，他们也能够成为神的器皿。
And during that time, Jesus had to make a lot of corrections.
在那时候，主耶稣自己要很矫正他们很多次。
Because the disciples had already been trained in the world for 20 to 30 years.
因为他们是成人，他们在世界上已经受影响很多年了。
But to be a Christian is not to be of this world.
但是要成为一个基督徒，我们是不属于这世界的。
I know of a sister who once got a ticket.
我记得有个姊妹有一次拿到一个罚单。
It has to do with being at a stop sign.
大概是在 stop sign 那里没有停。
What's the rule for who gets to go first at the stop sign?
在 stop sign 谁应该早走先走呢？
Now they always say in the book, whoever gets there stops, then can go first.
凡是先到的就可以先走。
But you know, in the big city like Houston, Houston has its own rule.
但是在Houston 这里，它有它自己的法律规条。
Because there's so much traffic.
因为这个交通非常的繁忙。
If everybody took turns at each side, it would take forever for all the cars to go through.
如果每一个人都在那个 stop sign 的这个地方要转，就要花很长的时间，大家才可以经过。
So you will notice in Houston that it's always cars going in opposite directions always go at the same time. It doesn't matter who got there first.
所以如果你是在相反方向的话，不管谁先到，反正都可以先走。
So if the car facing you starts coming over, you start going across as well.
所以你看到那对面的车子已经过来，你也就跟着开车的过去。
If you don't go, then you've lost your turn.
如果你不走的话，那你就失去你的机会。
Because she didn't realize that.
那个姊妹当时不了解。
She was thinking this person got here first.
她觉得那个人呢，他先到。
So that person goes across and she waits.
所以她就等一下，她让她先转过来。
And then she's going to go across.
然后她才要转过去。
But that other car on the side is a police car.
但是在旁边另外这街的一边是一个警车。
And he's saying she should go or she should not go, and he's going like this.
所以那个
he's waving at her.
那个警察就在那个车子里面向他招手。
And she thinks that he's going, oh, go ahead.
所以他就以为是那个警察说你可以先走了。
She ended up getting a ticket.
后来他就拿到罚单。
And it's because being in a different place, there are different customs, different regulations.
那他因为在不同的城市有不同的法律规条。
So when we read the Bible,
所以当我们读圣经的时候
we often have the same problem.
我们也会有这样子的毛病。
We're used to doing things the Chinese way or the American way or the Indian way.
我们会以为我们是按照中国人传统或外国人传统或印度人的传统。
But then the Lord gives us this to tell us what is the Christian way.
神给我们信主的人是按照神的话语。
So before we read the story in John chapter 9, let's bow our heads and pray.
当我们一起读约翰十第九章时，我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us this morning.
天上的父，我们感谢你今天召聚我们来到你面前。
Because you knew us first.
因为你先认识我们。
And you saw that we were sinners.
你看见我们是罪人。
You extended your grace to us.
你就向我们施恩。
And you have given us your truth.
你就将真理赏赐给我们。
That we may be followers of Christ.
那我们能够成为基督的，我们可以跟随基督。
Therefore, we ask that you teach us again this morning.
今天早上我们求你再来教导我们。
Because we've heard too much of the world's teachings.
因为我们在世界上听到太多世界上的教导。
And we desire to belong to you.
我们渴慕能够完全的归于你。
We thank you and pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
我们首先翻到约翰福音第九章。
It's the fourth book in the New Testament.
四福音的第四本书。
You have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John.
太马可、路加、约翰。
And let's read verses, let's first read verses 1 through 14.
我们要从第一节念到第十四节。
I'll read the NIV in English.
我念的是 NIV 的英文版。
And the sister will read in Chinese afterwards.
然后我再念中文。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spat on the ground, making some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed, and he came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claimed that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. How then were your eyes open? They demanded. He replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see. Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. In verse 14 it says, Now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath.
第九章第一节，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯的罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，是要在他们身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。”我在世上的时候是世上的光。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池子里去洗。”希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说：“这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？”有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说：“是我。”他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他或你抹我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗就看见了。他们说，那个人在哪里？他说，我不知道。第十三节，他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。耶稣或你开他的眼睛的日子是安息日。
And then verses 35 through 38.
然后我们再念35到38节。
Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
35节，耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见了，现在和你说话的就是他。”他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”
So Jesus has actually just left the temple.
那时候耶稣刚离开会堂。
And as they're walking along in verse 1, he sees a man who is blind from birth.
所以就像第一节那里，当他在那里路上经过的时候，看见一个生来是瞎子的。
And the disciples see him as well.
门徒也看见他。
These things you will always notice.
这些事情你们也会注意到。
You know, when you're driving, a lot of times at the intersections, you'll see people begging.
当你走在那个这个行人路口的时候，你会看见有些人在那里讨饭。
You can't miss them.
你不会错过的。
Now, when the disciples see this man.What is their reaction?
当那门徒看见他的时候，他们的反应是什么呢？
Well, they have a basic concept that sin produces suffering.
他们有一个基本的概念，就是如果你犯罪，你就会受苦。
Of course, this statement is true.
这个这样子说法是对的。
We know that the Israelites were in the wilderness 40 years because they sinned.
以色列人在旷野40年，因为他们犯罪。
On the instruction of the Lord, they sent 12 spies into the Canaan.
根据主的吩咐，他们差遣十二个探子去迦南。
And they came back with a report about the land.
他们回来报告。
They said the good and the bad.
他们讲好处，也讲不好的地方。
Or I should say, they talked about the good and the things that they were worried about.
他们讲一些好处，也讲他们心里面担忧的一些地方。
But they focused about the things they worried about.
但是他们眼睛就是专注在那个他们担心的地方。
So the Israelites got discouraged.
所以使以色列全会众都很沮丧。
And 10 of those spies just continued to discourage the Israelites.
那十个探子就一直让以色列的人心里面很灰心。
So almost all of Israel just was unwilling to go into the promised land.
所以后来搞得全会众几乎都不肯进去迦南地。
And then in Numbers chapter 14, God proclaims a judgment against them.
所以在民数记第十四章那里。
In verse 34, he says, For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explore the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you.
第33节说，你们的儿女必在旷野漂流40年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。
That was verse 33, which is about to read. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lie in the desert.
刚才念的是第三三节，然后刚开始他是念按你们的窥探那地的四十日，一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽四十年，就知道我与你们疏远了。
So they were in there as a punishment for their sin.
他们会在那里，因为是他们罪的刑罚。
And so throughout the Bible, you see these examples of suffering as a result of sin.
所以在圣经上可以看到很多你受苦是因为你的罪。
So these disciples, when they see that man who is blind from birth,
所以很自然的，当门徒看见那个生来就是瞎眼的，
they want to know he's suffering. Who's the blame?
所以他瞎眼，我们应该怪谁，是谁的错呢？
Did he mess up or did his parents mess up?
是他自己犯错还是他父母犯错？
I don't know, when we're driving, we see these people at the intersection begging. Do we have a similar reaction?
我们看见在行人路口那些讨饭的人，我们会不会有这样子同样的反应？
It's a common reaction.
这是一个很普遍的反应。
And Jesus is going to use this case to teach them.
主耶稣要用这个情形来教导他们一课。
So let's spend some time asking, what is the cause of suffering?
所以我们就花点时间来想想看受苦的原因是什么。
Yeah, particularly in relation to sin.
跟罪是有关。
But not all suffering is due to sin.
但是不是所有的罪都是因为所有的受苦都是因为罪。
Most suffering is due to sin.
大多数的受苦是因为罪。
So when we suffer because of sin, it's for three categories of sin.
我们因为罪而受苦，大约可以分成三类。
So let's turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 5.
我们可以翻开罗马书第五章。
After John is Acts and then Romans.
在使徒行传之后，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 12.
我们从第十二节开始念。
In verse 12 it says, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
这就如罪是由一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
So it talks about through the sin of one man, all men were condemned.
这里讲到罪是从一人而来，那么众人就都犯了罪。
This is what we call original sin.
所以我们说这个是原罪。
It has to do with Adam.
这个是与亚当有关系。
The first man, when he committed the sin,
当他是首先的人，他犯了罪，
caused suffering for all of us afterwards.
让后来的人都犯罪。
So we can say, well, it wasn't my fault.
我们可以说，那这不是我的错。
And we point the finger at Adam.
我们就把我们的指头指向亚当。
So that's one basic thing, is called original sin.
所以这是一个基本的，第一项的罪是原罪。
You know, when I grew up in Houston, when I was thirsty, I would just open the tap water and drink the water.
当我在 Houston 的时候，我口渴，我就打开水龙头，我就可以喝水。
If you went over to the nearby rivers, you just were thirsty, you just drink the water.
如果你到附近的河流那里去，你口渴，你可以把一些水拿起来喝。
Nobody does that anymore.
现在没有人再这样做了。
There's all these signs that says no swimming here.
因为有一个牌子说不可以在这里游泳。
Now you buy bottled water at the stores.
那你要到店里面去买那个瓶装的水。
Why is this?
为什么？
Because the water has become polluted.
因为水现在受了污染。
Even if we stop putting anything else into the water,
因为虽然我们现在不把那些任何东西掺入在水里面，
nobody's going to drink the water for decades to come.
没有人再愿意喝这个水了。
And this is what Adam has done when he sinned.
这就是像亚当一样，当他犯罪的时候，
he introduced corruption into this world.
他把这个腐坏呢带到世界上来。
Normally you think, it's just a small thing. He just ate from the wrong tree.
你会觉得他只是吃错了这个树上的果子。
To us, we may think this is a small thing.
对我们来说，可能觉得这个是小事。
But to God, it is a very important thing.
但是对神来说，这是非常重要的事。
It is important to the point that it will cause death.
因为重要到一个地步，这个会产生死亡。
When we used to do the experiments at school,
当我还在学校的时候，我们做实验。
We had to use one type of gas that was toxic.
我要用一种特别的气体。
And it's toxic.
Toxic, 这个气体是有毒的。
When we use the gas, it's diluted in terms of parts per billion. I don't know how to translate.
我们用的气体十亿分之一。
And the reason is because that's all it takes to kill you.
就是这么一点点的这种有毒的气体都会伤害到你，会叫致死。
You think it's just a couple of molecules of gas.
你觉得这只是很小的分子。
What harm can it do?
你觉得这会有什么伤害呢？
But there's no cure for it if you get poisoned.
如果你被这种毒气呢伤到呢，就还没有药医。
So the Bible tells us that sin is this deadly poison in us.
所以圣经上用这个比喻说，这个罪呢就像是一个致死的一个毒气。
So even though the law was not given until Moses.
那时候那个律法还没有给摩西。
Yet from Adam to Moses, all men still died.
但是从亚当到摩西之间，所有人还是都死了。
So this is original sin.
所以这个是原罪。
So part of our suffering is because original sin.
所以我们的受苦呢，有一个其中的一个原因是因为这个原罪的关系。
That does not mean that we have not sinned.
这个并不是说我们没有犯罪。
The other part of suffering is because personal sin.
另外一个受苦的原因是我们自己的罪。
And this we cannot blame anybody else.
那这个我们就不能够怪别人了。
Adam tried it.
因为亚当他试过。
Blame Eve.
他就怪罪他的妻子。
Eve blames the serpent.
那个夏娃就怪那个蛇。
Today we blame Adam as well.
今天我们就去怪亚当。
That's a sign of a sinner.
会这样怪别人，就是罪人的本相。
The fact is, most of our suffering is because of our personal sins.
多半我们受苦的原因是我们个人的罪。
We are the cause of our own problems most of the time.
我们常常自己自找罪受。
We just don't like to admit it.
因为我们不愿承认。
I had a friend who was always blaming other people for all his misfortunes.
我有一个朋友，他总是怪别人他自己的不幸。
If his experiment didn't do well, it's because his professor was too stupid.
如果他的这个实验呢做得不成功，是因为他的教授呢非常的愚昧。
And he actually told his professor that.
而且他还这样子去告诉他的教授。
Needless to say, he didn't get along very well with his professor.
那所以不用说了，他跟这个教授就处得不好。
He finally graduated. He found a job.
最后他毕业了，他也找到工作。
His manager was very inefficient, according to his opinion.
根据他的意见，他的那些经理也是非常的没有效率。
He can't get any work done because his manager is just too inefficient.
他的工作不能完成，因为他的经理太不有效率了。
So one day he went to his manager.
有一天他就去面对他的经理。
And told him, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this.
他就告诉你应该这么做那么做。
Then we can get some work done.
让我们的工作才能够完成。
In other words, all the problems of the company and his inefficiency is the manager's fault.
所以这个公司的一切的不能够完成工作，都是因为那个经理的没有效率的。
Needless to say, he didn't get along very well with his manager.
不用说的，他跟那个经理也是处得不好。
So he found another job.
后来他就再去找另外一个工作。
And at all this time, he's saying, "I'm losing my job because the manager or my professor is no good."
所以这一段时间，他都一直在讲我失业是因为那个经理没有效率，是因为那个教授不对。
He finally found a job at a very good company.
他最后找到一个很好的公司。
He's doing pretty well.
他也做得蛮理想的。
Suddenly there's talk of layoffs.
最后有人开始在那里讲要这个革职的事情。
And he's thinking, well, I just got here.
他想我才刚到这里。
I could be the first one to go.
我可能要成为第一个被革职的。
And then there's rumors that that department was going to be completely removed.
又有谣言说他的那个部门呢要完全的关掉。
So he decided that he's going to go find another job first before they lay him off.
所以他就想先动手自己去找其他的工作。
So he spent half a year looking for another job.
所以他花了半年的时间找另外一个工作。
And he found another job, but that job was not as good as that original first job.
他找到了一个工作，但是没有他原先的那个好。
But he's thinking he's okay.
那他就想大概可以了。
But then he found out that that department got no layoffs.
结果他发现他的那个原先的部门并没有人被革职。
In other words, he gave up his job for nothing.
结果他自己自愿放弃了。
And he got a worse job as a result.
结果他调到一个更糟的工作。
No problem, it's not his fault.
当然这个不是他的错。
It's those other workers. They spread bad information. So he blames his colleagues. One time he called me. And he said, I'm in trouble. This time something happened and he can't blame anybody else. See, for years I've been telling him, quit blaming other people.
几年以来, 我一直告诉他, 不要怪罪别人。
Why is everybody always mad at you?
为什么别人都生你的气?
Maybe it's not always their fault.
可能不是都是别人的错。
Maybe it has to do with you.
可能是因着你的关系。
This time, he got himself into big trouble.
这一次他真是惹祸了。
And he knows that he can only blame himself.
他知道他只能怪自己。
But he's going to try to put it off.
但是他还是把他先暂时搁下。
God put me in this position.
神把我放在这个处境里面。
If God had watched over me, then these things would not happen.
如果神呢好好的看管我的话, 我这个就不会落到这个光景。
And then I told him, if you continue to say this, 1 year later, we're going to have the same conversation again.
如果你继续这样讲, 我就跟他说, 那么我们一年之后还是有同样的事情发生。
Because we've had the same conversation every year for the past 5 or 6 years.
因为已经五年了, 我们的这个, 谈话都是这样子转来转去的。
The only difference is instead of blaming your boss, now you're blaming God.
现在不同的是, 你现在不怪你的老板, 你现在怪神了。
That year, something very special happened.
那一年就有一件特别事情发生。
His wife told me he really quit blaming people.
他的太太告诉我，他真的不再怪别人了。
And on that resurrection day of that year, he received the Lord.
那一天，那个他就认识，他就接受主了。
And his wife said he is a completely changed person.
他的太太说，他这个人完全不一样。
Yes, he's still hard to get along with.
当然他还是一个比较难相处的人。
But he no longer blames other people for everything.
他现在不再, 怪每一个人每一件事。
And most importantly, he's willing to face his problems instead of running away from them.
最重要的是他愿意面对他的困难, 不是逃避他的困难。
So when we encounter personal sins,
所以当我们面对这个个人的罪的时候,
it's not something for us to run away from.
不是我们能够去逃避的,
but something that we have to face.
我们要去面对它。
And we are grateful that we have the blood of Christ.
我们感谢主, 因为我们有基督的宝血。
But His grace is not so that we continue to sin.
但是, 神的恩典不是要叫我们继续去犯罪。
It is so that we may live in righteousness.
乃是要我们能够活在公义里面。
So let us face our sins.
所以让我们面对我们个人的罪,
that we can be His testimony.
我们才能够成为神的见证人。
Now, the third category of sins
第三种的罪,
is what we call other people, others' sins.
是别人犯的错。
In other words, sometimes we suffer, it's not because we did something wrong.
有时候我们受苦并不是我们自己犯错。
It really is because somebody else messed up.
的确是因为别人, 搞错了,就弄糟了。
You know, remember the story of Jonah?
还记不记得, 这个约拿的故事?
He's on the ship and the storm comes.
因为他在那船上, 所以就有风浪, 就刮起来。
And the sailors want to know who's to blame.
那个水手要找出谁是那个犯罪的人。
And so they drew lots.
他们还抽签。
And you know, that time, there really was somebody to blame.
结果他们真的抽出来, 是有人是犯错了。
And it is Jonah.
结果是约拿。
When we talked about the Israelites having to stay in the wilderness 40 years,
让我们讲到以色列人要在旷野漂流40年。
You know, Caleb and Joshua, they wanted to go in and conquer that promised land.
但是, 约书亚跟加勒, 他们是愿意进到那个迦南地的。
But God made them all stay in the wilderness.
但是神叫那第一代的人全部都要在旷野漂流40年。
So even though they did no wrong, they still had to suffer with the rest of the Israelites.
所以加勒跟约书亚必须与其他的以色列人一同受苦。
So there's a 40-year difference from when they first wanted to go in and when they finally did go in.
所以这里就有要经过40年在旷野漂流。
Now we think love is patience, right?
我们当然会想这个爱是永久很忍耐。
40 years is a lot of patience.
40年是需要很多的忍耐的。
You know, 6 or 7 years ago when I went to San Antonio, the kids would want me to play football and basketball with them.
当我有在六七年前去 San Antonio 的时候，孩子们要跟我一起玩那个篮球。
So I go play with them.
我就跟他们一起玩。
Now when I go there, and they ask me to go play basketball or football with them.
那现在我去，他们要我去跟他们玩足球跟篮球。
I just shake my head like this.
我就摇头。
Because 6 years makes a big difference in the physical.
因为六年以来，我这个身体的状况，这个真的改变很多了。
Can you imagine that? Joshua and Caleb have to wait 40 years.
你可以想象加勒跟约书亚要等，要忍耐四十年。
They have to go along with the Israelites until the time is right.
跟着这以色列人，直到神应许的时间到了。
This is love.
这就是爱。
This is love for God.
这是向着神的爱。
This is love for the brethren.
这也是向着弟兄姊妹的爱。
Because even though that generation of Israelites are going to fall.
即使那第一代的以色列人，他们都要倒闭旷野。
The next generation will be brought into the promised land.
但是第二代的以色列人，他们会被带到这个迦南地。
You know, once you have children,
当你开始有孩子以后
，suddenly there's a lot of things you can no longer do.
有一些事情你就不能够再做了。
Your travel is limited.
你旅行就受限制。
Your free time is limited.
你的自由时间也受限制。
And it's not until 20 or 25 years later that you get that free time back.
不是说你二十年之后你就能够再把那个自由时间拿回来。
By then you're all tired out.
到那时候你这个身体就是很疲倦了。
And you may not want to travel that much.
你可能不再愿意到处的旅行。
And all your money has been spent for their college education.
你的这个钱都花在孩子们的大学的学费。
It's very, very tough.
是相当的困难。
But you see in Joshua and Caleb, as servants of the Lord,
但是加勒跟约书亚他们是神的仆人。
They're willing to abide in the Lord during this time.
他们愿意遵守神给他们的吩咐。
And as a result, the next generation of Israelites are able to go into the promised land.
因为他们的忍耐跟爱呢，第二代的以色列人能够进入这迦南美地。
We have the hope of His glory in our lives.
如果我们有主耶稣那个荣耀的盼望在我们心里。
We also have the hope of His glory in the lives of our children.
我们在我们的儿女的身上有一个荣耀的盼望。
So do not see raising children as suffering.
那就不会看见这个养儿育女是一件痛苦的事情。
There's another realistic example of suffering as a result of others.
还有另外一个实际的，这是因为别人的错来受苦的。
When I first learned to drive,
当我开始学开车的时候
，then I found out that my insurance was 2 to 3 times my father's insurance.
我就发觉我的这个保险费是我父亲保险费差不多两三倍。
But I haven't gotten an accident and I hadn't gotten a ticket yet.
但是我从来没有接到罚单。
Why is my insurance more expensive?
为什么我的这个保险费这么高？
It's because a lot of young male drivers under the age 25 drive recklessly.
因为有很多25岁的以下的这个这个年轻人开车，他们有很多的这个撞车的记录。
So as a result, all the male drivers under age 25 get punished.
所以这个立法就这个25岁的这个年轻人的驾驶员都要承受这样子的一个结果。
Even though they may not have done anything wrong.
虽然他们可能没有犯错。
You all live in Houston.
那你们都住在 Houston.
I used to live in Austin.
我以前是住在 Austin.
When I moved from Austin to Houston, my insurance went up $200 a year.
我从 Austin 搬到 Houston, 我的保险费涨了250块。
Just because I moved to Houston.
就是因为我搬到 Houston.
Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to blame you all.
不是，不要想错，我不是要怪你们。
But this is a fact of living in Houston.
这个是住在 Houston 的这个事实。
So these are three types of suffering that are due to sin.
这是因为罪而产生的这三种的。
But there is another type of suffering that is not directly due to sin.
还有另外一种的受苦呢，并不是因为罪。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
让我们翻开彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
It says, "Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God."
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
总要做神的仆人。
Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king.
务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君主、君王。
Slaves, submit yourself to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人。不但顺服那善良、温柔、温和的，就是那乖僻的，也要顺服。
For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God.
倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜悦的。
But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜悦的。
And in verse 21 it says, To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So you see that there's a fourth type of suffering.
第四种的受苦呢？
It's for our edification.
是为了叫我们得造就。
Through teaching and testing.
试验和受管教。
And so it becomes a testimony.
所以能够成为一个见证。
And in this particular testimony, it talks about submission.
这个见证是特别讲到我们的顺服。
It doesn't talk about discernment, it talks about submission. It's two different things.
不是在讲道，而是讲到顺服，这是两件事。
The reason is because a lot of times we decide whether we want to submit based on whether it's good or bad.
因为我们顺服的时候，我们都根据那个条件，如果是条件对的，我们才顺服。
So what if the master treats me harshly, then do I have to be submissive?
若是那个老板非常的恶毒，我还要顺服他吗？
Well, and here it says, in verse 18, it says submit even to those who are harsh.
但是在这里圣经讲到，就是对那乖僻的人，你也要顺服。
God is not saying that he's going to ignore how that person treats you.
并不是说神就不管那个人对你的态度。
Because we know in Ephesians in chapter 6 there's a warning to masters on how they treat their slaves.
因为神同样也有对这个做主人的人有在以弗所书有教导。
But God is saying that these are two separate issues.
但是神说这是两件事。
What God is trying to teach here is submission.
在这里神是要教导我们顺服。
And in submission you do not take into consideration how that other person treats us.
你顺服的不是根据那个人对你的态度。
That is not an easy thing to do.
这就不简单了。
See, I had a pretty easy life growing up.
我小时候我长大的生活蛮平顺的。
My parents treated me well.
我的父母对我很好。
For the most part, my sisters treated me well.
大部分我的姐姐对我也很好。
My professor treated me well.
我的教授对我好。
When I had a temporary job, my bosses always treated me very well.
当我得到临时工作的时候，我的老板也对我很好。
One day when I went to church, a brother was telling me that he was going to change jobs.
有一天我去教会里面，有一个弟兄跟我讲，他要换工作。
And he went through a list of all the bad things his boss had done to him.
他就讲了一大串这个老板对他不好的地方。
And I felt very sad.
我就对他觉得很难过。
Because nobody likes to see a brother mistreated, right?
因为我们不喜欢看到我们的弟兄被虐待。
And I had no realization that people would, managers could be so mean sometimes.
我自己就没有体验到这个老板会这么样的这个恶毒。
So I realized maybe in the future I might get a manager like that. What would my reaction be?
我就想，那当然将来可能我也会碰到同样的老板，那我的反应会如何？
So I asked him a very simple question.
我就问他一个很简单的问题。
What guarantee do you have that your next manager will treat you better?
你有什么把握你下一个老板会对你更好？
Because I assume he found the first job because he thought the manager would treat him well.
因为他首先他以为他找到第一个工作老板会对他好。
What about the next manager? Will he turn out that way as well?
那么他找另外一个老板，老板是不是就会比较好呢？
And suddenly he hadn't thought about this question.
他说他还没有想到这个问题。
In this verse, it's telling us that's a separate issue.
在这个经节，关于老板的那一方面，神在另外一方面也会提到。
God is saying that we can use this as a practice to learn how to be submissive.
神告诉我们，我们可以用这样的情形来操练如何顺服。
In other words, instead of saying, God, judge that manager for doing this, doing that.
换句话说，吩咐神去审判这个老板，不是这样做。
We have a freedom of saying, I will not act in that way.
我们乃是有个自由说，当这事情发生的时候，我有一个选择，我不需要那样子的反应。
And then we also have the freedom of saying, I will be obedient for training purposes.
还是我有个自由来选择，我愿意接受这个操练。
Why is this so important?
为什么这个很重要？
Because one day we're going to read a passage in the Bible that we don't like.
因为有一天我们会读一些经节我们不太喜欢的。
Will we be submissive that time?
当时那时候我们还会不会顺服呢？
One day the Holy Spirit will lead us and ask us to do something that we don't want to do.
或者圣灵带领我们做一些事情，照着我们自己的意愿是不喜欢的。
Will we be submissive at that time?
我们还会不会顺服呢？
You see, it's easy to build up bad habits.
因为要养成坏习惯是很容易的。
But to build up good habits takes a lot of practice, a lot of work.
养成好的习惯需要很长的时间。
Therefore, if we want to have an assurance that we will be submissive to the Lord,
所以你心里面愿意有一个把握说我们对神会一直保持这个顺服的态度。
Then let us first practice serving one another as if we were serving Christ.
就让我们彼此先操练彼此的顺服，然后我们才会顺服神。
What else is God trying to teach us through suffering?
神还借着受苦来教导我们什么呢？
In Romans chapter 5 verse 3,
在罗马书第五章第三节那里
，Paul says, "We know that suffering produces perseverance."
他说，患难生忍耐。
And he also writes to Timothy that endure hardships with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
他也教导提摩太说，好像要像一个基督的精兵来受苦。
So this perseverance is very, very important.
So 一个忍耐是非常的重要的。
To build up, so that we can persevere.God uses suffering to do that.
要能够在我们身上产生一个忍耐的个性的话，神要用这个患难。
The people who run races.
像那些赛跑的人。
Do they just suddenly wake up one morning and say, "Today I'm going to run the marathon. Let's go."
他有没有一天早上醒来说，我今天决定要跑马拉松，我就走了。
The rest of the time they're just sitting on their sofa flipping the TV channels.
其他的时间都坐在电视机前面这个看电视。
No, they have to go train.
不是的，他们要天天去跑。
And you know, the best type of coaches are the ones who force people to train all the time.
最好的教练是那个能够强迫他的这个选手去不断的跑。
So when the time comes, they'll be ready to run.
时间到了，他们就已经准备好了。
The army is the same way.
在军队中也是一样的。
Why do they have to go through all those training exercises?
为什么他们不断的要操练呢？
Why can't they just eat well, build up a lot of energy and a lot of reserve fat?
为什么他们不能只是吃好的东西，然后准备好很多的精力，然后还有一些这多余的脂肪？
So that way, then when they fight, they'll be all ready and relaxed.
所以到打仗的时候，他们都能够准备好，然后很轻松的。
So it says here that suffering produces perseverance.
所以在这里说，这个患难生忍耐。
In other words, through suffering, we become hardened.
因为借着这个患难呢，我们就比较刚强一点。
It's like when you first run hot water.
就好像你就第一次那个这个开那个热水的时候。
Especially the kids, they're always more sensitive to the hot bath.
小孩子皮肤是很敏感的，他们很害怕摸那个热水。
My children do the same thing when I was young. We touch the water and go, too hot.
他们我的小孩子也是一样，第一次碰那个热水，他们就说好热。
And parents, because we're thick skinned, so we think, it's not hot, no big deal.
我们去摸的时候就说一点都不热，没什么事。
And so we keep just running that hot water.
我们就一直这个开那个热水。
Meanwhile, our kids are just going, it's going to be hot, it's going to be hot.
我的孩子就会说，哎呀，会越来越热。
So we always tell them the same thing.
我们都是告诉他们同样事情。
Let's go stand in the water first.
你就先站在那个热水当中。
And they'll jump in.
他们就跳进去。
And then they'll jump right back out.
他们就跳出来。
They say, "Do it again."
我说再一次。
And so they stand in there.
他们就站在那里。
And slowly their feet get used to that hot.
最后他们的脚就习惯了那个热水。
It's not that the water is getting cooler because the hot water is still running.
并不是说那个水现在比较冷一点，但是因为热水还是不断的流出来。
They're getting used to the heat.
乃是那个孩子就习惯了那个温度。
And so then slowly they start squatting down.
慢慢他们就蹲下来。
And eventually they're willing to go completely in the bath water.
最后他们都愿意就这个蹲在那个热这个洗脸盆里面。洗澡盆。
I'm starting to get these Chinese jokes now. likewise, when we take a cold bath, same thing.
同样的，我们在洗冷水澡的时候。
See, I was spoiled growing up in the United States.
因为我在美国出生的，我有点这个受宠了。
One time I went back to Asia.
有一次我回到亚洲。
No hot water that time.
那时候没有热水。
Still gotta take a bath.
我们还是要洗澡。
You have to do the same thing you did when you were young, just slowly at a time.
我还要像这个孩子一样，你小时候做的是慢慢的进去。
Some people are just more brave; they just jump right into the cold water.
有的人比较勇敢一点，一下子就跳到冷水里面去。
But either way, the suffering produces perseverance.
但是不管哪一种方法，因为这个受苦就会产生忍耐。
So, the fourth part of suffering is to produce endurance and perseverance in us. Do not be afraid of this.
第四种的受苦是叫为了叫我们能够产生忍耐。
You see, we're always praying to God saying, Lord, make things easier for me.
我们常常向神祷告说，主啊，让我这个事情能够顺利一点。
And sometimes the Lord doesn't seem to answer that prayer.
好像神不回答我们这样子的祷告。
And we don't understand why.
我们不知道为什么。
Sometimes it's because the Lord is molding us and refining us.
这是因为神在塑造我们，在训练我们。
And he's making sure that we can be committed to what we're doing.
能够让我们能够把自己扔在主的手中。
Commitment is very, very important.
委身是一个很重要的。
Sometimes we know the concepts of the truth.
有时候我们对真理是认识了。
But when hard times come,
但是当困难来的时候,
then we kind of back out a little bit.
我们就会退开来。
It's kind of like when we first get married.
就好像我们刚开始结婚的时候。
We know the wonderful concept of marriage and love.
我们总是对婚姻有一些幻想。
And so we have a ceremony saying we are committed.
我们就在这个结婚典礼的时候，我们说我们是彼此委身。
But then we start getting into arguments.
但是后来我们就开始会有一些争吵。
At least we did. I don't know about you all.
我不知道你们，我跟我妻子是有。
And then you have to ask yourself, am I still committed?
那你就要问你自己，我是不是还将自己这个就放在这个婚姻里面？
Was it all talk from here? Or is it from here?
是从心里面发出来的，还是从嘴巴里面讲讲而已？
And so suffering is a testing of our commitment to the Lord.
所以这个苦难也是来试试看我们是不是有没有忠心的将自己交托出来。
So that is the fourth type of suffering. It's for testing and for edification.
所以第四种的受苦是为了要显出神的见证，还有为了要造就我们。
Now the fifth type of suffering, Jesus has mentioned in John chapter 9.
第五种的受苦呢，是主在约翰福音第九章所讲到的。
This is not because of sin.
不是为了罪。
It's that the work of God may be displayed.
是为了神的工作能够被传开来。
So this is something that's very important.
所以这是很重要的。
Because this man has been blind since birth.
因为这个人生来就是瞎眼的。
He has all the reason to blame God for all these things.
他可以有足够的理由去怪神。
Yet we see in this story his reaction is very, very different from what we would expect.
但是在这里所讲到这个瞎子的反应呢，跟我们所原先所以为想的不一样。
And so when Jesus heals him,
当耶稣医治他的时候，
we find that he doesn't struggle against Jesus, he doesn't complain.
他一点也没有埋怨。
But what Jesus says, he does.
他做的是什么呢？
What Jesus says he does.
那耶稣他
耶稣说的他就做了。
他就照着耶稣的吩咐去做。
Now you see in verse 6, how does Jesus heal him?
你看到第 verse
8. Verse 6.
第六节，主耶稣如何来医治他？
He spit on the ground and made some mud with the saliva.
耶稣就吐唾沫在地上。
And then he put it on the man's eyes.
用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
Now imagine that you are this blind man.
想象你自己是这个瞎眼的人。
You probably cannot see what Jesus is doing.
你可能看不见耶稣在做什么。
But you can hear what he's doing.
你可以听见他在说什么。
And then it doesn't take long for him to figure out what's going on.
可能不需要花很长的时间就知道他想要做什么。
Next time you're sick, go to the doctor.
下次你生病你会去医生。
And you hear a pui sound.
你听到这吐一吐唾沫的声音。
And then suddenly you feel something being rubbed on wherever you hurt.
这个人就把这个唾沫涂在你任何身上痛苦的地方。
What's your reaction?
你的反应会如何？
This blind man,
这个瞎眼的人,
he allows Jesus to do whatever.
他让主做任何他要做的事。
And then when Jesus says, go and wash in the pool,
当耶稣说你去希罗亚池子去洗,
what do you think he's thinking?
你觉得他会想什么?
What would you be thinking?
你自己会怎么想呢?
This person has been making fun of me, and now he wants me to go wash.
这个人真是开我的玩笑，然后他还要叫我去希罗亚池子去洗。
You know, we're always afraid of being fooled.
我们很害怕别人开我们，就捉弄我们。
And I suspect this blind man has been made fun of many, many times in the past.
我相信这个瞎眼的人可能以前也被捉弄过。
But this time, he goes. And he washes.
但是这一次他却非常的顺服，他就去洗。
And he comes back seeing.
他就回来，眼睛就开了。
And so the work of God is displayed in him.
所以这个神的工作就能够彰显在他的身上。
It is displayed through the healing.
神的工作彰显透过这个医治得到彰显。
It's displayed through God's compassion.
也彰显就刚彰显的神的一个忍耐，一个怜悯。
And it's also displayed through his obedience.
也借着这个瞎眼的人的顺服彰显。
Now in John chapter 5, there's also another healing that takes place.
在约翰福音第五章也有另外一个神耶稣医治的一个神迹。
And in John chapter 5, there is a paralytic.
在那里有一个生来是瘸腿的。
And he wants to be healed by going into the pool, but he cannot.
他在那个池子旁边等了很久，他希望能够借着跳进池子得到医治。
And Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
主耶稣就问他说，你要不要得到医治？
And that man doesn't get mad and say, "What a silly question! What do you think I'm here?"
那个人并没有一个不好的反应，就说，那你觉得我在这里做什么？
I mean, it's a very strange question for Jesus to ask.
因为这个太明显了，为什么主耶稣还要这样子问呢？
You go to the doctor, and the doctor says, "So, do you want to get well?"
你去医生那里，医生会问你吗？你想不想得到医治？
Are you sure?
你确定吗？
You know why you went to the doctor. The doctor knows why you went there.
你去那里，你的目的跟这个医生是相当清楚的。
So in John chapter 5, Jesus asked the paralytic, "Do you want to get well?"
当第五章那耶稣问那个正在瘸腿的人，就问他，你愿意得到医治？
Again, he doesn't get mad. He just explains nobody's there to take him into the pool.
他并没有生气，他就说没有人，当池水搅动的时候，没有人把我抬下去。
See, someone was nice enough to take him to the pool, but nobody's there to take him into the pool.
有人把他扶到那个池子旁边，但是没有人，把他放在池子里面。
And Jesus just tells him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk."
主耶稣就说，拿起你的褥走吧。
And he's healed.
他就得到痊愈。
Just by the command of God.
就是主的一句吩咐。
So these two stories are actually very similar.
这两件事情相当的类同。
Both take place in Jerusalem.
都是在耶路撒冷发生的。
Both the paralytic and the blind man must rely on others.
这个瘸腿的人和这个瞎眼都必须依靠别人。
The paralytic needs somebody to take him into the pool.
这个瘸腿人需要有人把他带进那个池子里面。
The blind man is begging, so he's relying on others as well.
这个瞎眼的人他是讨饭的，所以他们都要依靠别人。
There's a pool mentioned in both stories.
两边都有提到池子的问题。
And either way, they have to go toward that pool.
每一种那不同的方法，他们都要进到那池子里面。
They're both healed.
最后他们都得到医治。
But who are they?
但是他们是谁的？
Their names are not mentioned.
他们的名字都没有提到。
In fact, in both stories, there's only one name that's mentioned.
在两次的故事里面，只有一个名被提到。
And that is the name of Jesus.
只有主耶稣的名字被提起。
He is the one who heals.
他是那个医治者。
Our healing is through His command and our obedience to His commands.
我们的痊愈是因着主的吩咐和我们的顺服。
Now there are some differences in these two stories.
这两个故事也有一些不同的地方。
In the story in John chapter 5, he cannot walk, but he probably can see.
在第五章那里，这个瘸腿的人他是不能行走，但是他可以看见。
In John chapter 9, he can walk, but he can't see.
第九章那里他可以走，但是那个瞎子可以走，但是他看不见。
In John chapter 5, Jesus asked the paralytic first, "Do you want to be healed?"
第五章那里讲到那个瘸腿人是主耶稣主动性问他，你要不要先得痊愈？
That's to satisfy the needs of that person.
所以是那个是他要满足那个人的需要。
In John chapter 9, Jesus doesn't ask; he heals immediately.
在第九章那里，瞎眼的人主耶稣并没有问他，他就直接医治了他。
And that's because it's to display the work of God.
主耶稣这样做是为了要彰显神的工作。
God is not going to ask for permission.
神不会要我们这同意的。
In chapter 5, he's healed by the command. He just rises.
第五章那里，他呢，就吩咐他，他就行起来行走。
In chapter 9, Jesus commands him to go, and when he is obedient to wash, and then as he's and when he returns, he finds as he's returning, he sees that he can see.
第九章那里提到主耶稣给他吩咐，他必须顺从去池子里面洗，回来以后就发现他的眼睛就开了。
In chapter 5, when Jesus sees him again, he warns him what? Do not sin anymore.
当那个第五章那个瘸腿的人回来以后，主耶稣警告他说不要再去犯罪。
So apparently his illness was related to sin.
所以很显然的，这个人的瘸腿是因为罪的关系。
In chapter 9, when he sees the man who's been healed,
当第九章那个瞎眼的人得医治，
what is the reaction of the man who has been healed?
那个瞎眼的人得看见，他的反应是什么？
He says, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him.
他就向主耶稣说，主我信，然后他就马上敬拜他。
So chapter 5 focuses on the person who is healed should not continue the sin. He should not continue to do what he should not be doing.
第五章讲到那个瘸腿的人是他的重点是不要再继续犯罪，不要再做他以前做的错事。
And in chapter 9 focuses on what we should be doing.
第九章是那我们应该做什么。
And through our worship we glorify God.
是借着荣耀敬拜我们就荣耀神。
So if we put these two stories together,
当我们把这两个故事并列在一起的时候，
we see that we need two things.
我们可以看见我们需要两件事。
God expects us to both see and walk.
神要我们不但能够看见，还要能够行走。
It's not just seeing and then saying, okay, I see, I understand.
不是说只是看见我了解了就好了。
And then I'm just going to continue to sit and do nothing.
然后就坐下来什么事都不做。
And it's not that we just walk without seeing.
但神也不要我们只盲目的去走没有看见。
What's walking without seeing?
什么是盲目的去走没有看见？
Walking without seeing is I'm going to do what I want to do.
这样子我只是要为所欲为而已。
And if it happens to be what God wants,great.
如果是神要的，那么碰巧是神要，那不错。
But if it's not what God wants, well, that's okay.
如果不是神所不要的，也没有关系。
That's walking without seeing.
这就是一个没有眼睛没有打开，任意的行走的光景。
So at the time of the judges, the Israelites suffered under this.
当审判的时候，以色列人就是因着这一点呢，他们就受苦了。
And so, at the end of Judges, it says everybody did.
在四世纪的时候，在那里讲说，这个他们以色列人都任意随意而行。
Let me finish the English. Everybody did what was right in their own eyes.
每一个人都做他们眼中自以为是的事。
So there's a need to both see and walk when we're Christians.
我们成为基督徒，我们必须要眼睛能够打开，看见，还有能够去行走。
So in both stories, there's hearing and there's obeying.
在两件。故事里面有一个是都是要听见，然后还要能够顺服。
The paralytic is healed, but he has to pick up his mat and carry it away.
那个瘸腿的人，他得到痊愈以后，他必须要拿起那个褥子起来行走。
Boy, that caused him a lot of problems.
这个就对他来说非常的困难。
The Pharisees say, "You're not supposed to carry your mat on the Sabbath."
第一个这个有人就会说你在安息日的时候不可以拿你的褥子。
And when Jesus heals the blind man on the Sabbath, it causes a lot of problems as well.
当主耶稣在安息日
这个医治瞎眼的人也带来许多的这个审判。
But Jesus says very, very clearly, as long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent me.
但是主耶稣在说要趁着白日的时候要做神所要做的工。
See, the Pharisees were saying, "This is the Sabbath. God rested, so we should all rest according to the law."
这些法利赛人说这个是安息日，所以我们根据神的律法，我们就不能够做任何事。
But Jesus is saying He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
但是主耶稣说他就是安息日的主。
And if God is working, then we have to be working as well.
如果神在还在继续做工，我们也要做工。
It's a very, very basic concept.
这是一个非常基本的概念。
You know, we think we work from Monday through Friday, right?
我们以为我们从礼拜一到礼拜五做工。
Well, if your boss goes to work on Saturday,
如果你的老板礼拜天还要去做工。
I notice a lot of people also go to work on Saturday as well.
我知道有人礼拜天也要上班的。
Because they think, well, if their boss is there, then I better be there as well.
他们认为老板去了，那我还是要去。
The same thing with professors and students.
老板那个教授跟学生也是一样。
Sometimes the students will call the other students, "Hey, the professor came in today. You better come in."
有的时候的学生会彼此这个打电话，教授来了，你还是赶快来吧。
So that's our earthly boss.
那是我们地上的老板。
Our heavenly Father.
我们天上的老板。
When He is working.
当他还在做工的时候。
Are we working?
我们有没有在做工？
And that is the reminder that Jesus is giving the Pharisees and to all the Israelites.
主耶稣也是同样给那个法利赛人跟以色列同样的一个劝导。
And what are they doing?
他们在做什么？
When chapter 5 he says stop sinning.
第五章说不要犯罪。
And in chapter 9 what are we supposed to be doing?
第九章是讲到我们应该做的是什么？
To bring up a worship to God.
我们要把敬拜归给神。
So what is worshiping God?
什么叫做敬拜神呢？
Because our worship is supposed to glorify God.
我们的敬拜神就是应该要荣耀神。
Some people think, well, if I sing real loud and very beautiful, then that's my worship and that will glorify God.
有人以为敬拜神就是来唱诗歌唱得很美，这样就很好了。
Some people believe if I build a very beautiful building and we worship there, that will glorify God.
有人以为我们盖了一个很好的、很漂亮的会所，在那里敬拜神，这样就是敬拜了。
Do these things glorify God?
这些事情有没有真正的荣耀神呢？
Yes and no.
可能是，也可能不是。
Because it depends on what God has asked of you.
因为是，完全是看神有没有这样子吩咐。
You see, the paralytic has to pick up his mat.
那个瘸腿的人，他必须拿起褥子。
And today we're asked to bear our own cross.
今天神叫我们要背起自己的十字架。
We cannot bear the cross that Jesus bore. That's the cross of sin and death.
我们背不起主耶稣背的那个十字架，因为那个是罪。
But he does ask us to bear our own cross.
但是他要求我们要背起自己的十字架。
And what is that cross?
那个是什么？是十字架。
That is God's plan for you.
那是神对你的一个计划。
That is how God is going to use you as a testimony.
因为神要借着那样子来荣耀，来见证他自己。
Do you know what your cross is?
你知不知道你的十字架在哪里？
If you do not know, are you praying about this?
如果你不知道，你有没有为这件事情来祷告？
Because it's something that God has asked us to do.
因为这是神要我们要背起这个十字架。
And if you do know, are you doing it?
如果你知道十字架在哪里，那你有没有背呢？
Because we want to be one who sees and one who does as well.
因为我们不仅要能够看见，而且要能够行走。
See, the one who knows his cross actually is under a greater expectation.
因为你如果知道十字架在哪里，神对你的期望是更大的。
So Jesus tells us that a wise man is one who listens and does.
神说这个聪明的人呢，是他听到吩咐，他也照着去行。
And so we desire to glorify God in our lives.
所以我们要愿意来荣耀神。
How are some ways that we can glorify God?
我们在什么地方能够荣耀神呢？
Well, in John chapter 9, God delivers this blind man.
在第九章，约翰福音第九章那里，神释放了那个瞎眼的人。
So one way that God is glorified is through deliverance.
神能够得到荣耀，是因为他释放了我们。
In other words, we have a problem, God saves us.
换句话说，如果我们有个困难，神拯救了我们。
It's not something that we do of ourselves.
并不是我们自己有能力去做的。
And there's two ways in which God saves us.
有两个方面神要救我们的。
One is he removes us from the problem.
有时候他把我们从困难当中带出来。
For instance, the Israelites are delivered from Egypt.
好像说以色列人从埃及里面被释放拯救出来。
So he removes the Israelites from the problem.
所以他把埃及以色列人从这个困难当中拯救出来。
Sometimes God removes the problem from us.
有时候神会把这个困难从我们身上挪开。
So the blind man, his blindness is removed.
这个瞎眼的人，他的瞎眼的毛病呢，被挪开了。
Now this deliverance is done by the work of God.
这个是神自己的工。
Man cannot do anything of himself apart from God.
人离开了神就不能够做任何工。
Moses tried.
摩西曾经试过。
Remember he saw the Egyptian beating the Hebrew?
记不记得他出去看见两个埃及人呢击打那个以色列人。
He's going to save that Hebrew.
他要救那个希伯来人。
So he uses his strength, kills the Egyptian.
他用自己的力气就杀了那个埃及人。
Problem solved?
问题有没有解决呢？
No, he cannot deliver all the Israelites.
他不能够释放所有的以色列人。
And he only succeeded in getting himself into trouble.
他只是后来能够离开那个他的麻烦。
And what's worse, the Israelites don't appreciate it.
更糟的是，那些以色列人根本就不感激他。
When he tries to settle an argument between two Hebrew brothers, then they accuse him, "Who appointed you prince over us?"
当他要解决两个以色列人当中的争吵的时候，他们反控他说，谁指定你来成为我们的王呢？
Deliverance is something that God does.
拯救只有神能够做。
And therefore we give the glory to God.
所以我们要把荣耀归给神。
It's not that Moses didn't do anything. He did a lot.
并不是说摩西没有做任何事，他做了很多。
But he did it according to God's command.
但是他是照着神的吩咐来做的。
And beyond that, God gave him a lot of freedom.
但是除了那以外，主也给他很多的自由。
So we glorify God in our deliverance.
所以我们借着我们的释放呢，来荣耀神。
But God doesn't always deliver us from every one of our problems.
但是神不是把我们每一个这个难处都挪开。
Deliverance does not mean future protection from temptation.
释放，比如说我们将来就不会遭到试探了。
So there is a part in glorifying God that we have to take the initiative.
所以在这个荣耀神的当中，我们还有一部分是我们必须主动去做的。
You see, the former paralytic, Jesus warns him not to sin anymore.
第一个那个瘸腿的人，主耶稣后来警告他说不要继续犯罪。
But Jesus does not try to isolate him.
但是主耶稣并没有把他孤立。
To try to protect him from all temptation.
或者是把他保护，就他就不再受试探。
Because this is something that this person has to face.
因为这个人要自己去面对。
Deliverance does not mean we will not encounter future problems from others.
我们得到释放，并不是说我们以后就保证不会再碰到麻烦了。
In chapter 9, the blind man who was healed.
第九章那里，这个瞎眼的得看见。
Boy, he ran into a lot of new problems.
现在他的麻烦更大了。
But Jesus does not try to isolate him.
但是主不是要把他都围起来，让他不受到困难。
What kind of problems does he run into?
他有什么样的困难呢？
In verses 20 through 23,
在20到23节那里讲到。
His parents suddenly keep a distance.
他的父母开始要跟他保持一点距离。
Oh, yes, he's our son.
是的，他是我们的儿子。
Yes, he was born blind.
他生来就是瞎眼的。
Anything else you have to ask him?
但是有什么事情你自己问他吧。
An excuse they give is because he's of age.
因为他已经是成人了。
But actually, the real reason is given in verse 22.
但是他父母这么说的原因是在第二十二节。
Because they're afraid of the other Jews.
因为他们害怕犹太人。
So this has created a problem for him.
这样子的话会对他们带来一些麻烦。
The Pharisees have a reaction.
这个法利赛人也有一些反应。
You see, in verse 16, Jesus doesn't keep the Sabbath the way the Pharisees keep the Sabbath.
在第十六节讲到主耶稣守安息日跟以色列有法利赛人守安息日的方式不一样。
So they conclude that Jesus is not from God and that Jesus himself is a sinner.
所以他们就结论说，耶稣并不是从神那里来的，他自己也是一个罪人。
And because a sinner cannot perform this miracle, then they conclude that the man really wasn't blind.
因为如果是罪人，他就不能够行神迹，所以他们觉得那个瞎眼的人不是生来是瞎的。
So in verse 18 it says, the Jews still did not believe that he had been blind and that he had received his sight.
在那里讲，他们说，他们就不信那个瞎眼的人真的得到医治了。
So in verse 20, they find out from the parents that he really was born blind.
但是他们就去追问他的父母，发现他是生来是瞎眼的。
And then in verse 24, they judge him not based on whether he was healed or not, but whether he agrees with them or not.
所以二十四节他们判断他不是根据他得到医治，乃是根据他有没有同意这法利赛人所认为的。
So give glory to God. How do you give glory to God? Say that guy's a sinner.
你们该将荣耀给神，怎么荣耀他呢？你们就要说这人是个罪人。
Verse 25, he doesn't agree with them.
这个瞎眼的人就不同意。
So they conclude that he's a sinner.
所以这个法利赛人就说这个瞎眼的是一个罪人。
And in verse 34, they state very clearly, the fact that you were born blind proves.
他们回答说，你全然身在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？
And then they put him out of the synagogue.
然后就把他赶出去了。
Even though he hadn't confessed Christ to them.
但那时候他们还没有他还没有承认基督，承认耶稣。
He doesn't do that till afterwards.
是之后他才承认了耶稣。
But they cast him out of.
但是在那时候，他们法利赛人就把他赶出去。
And so the Pharisees do not learn what the disciples are going to be learning.
所以法利赛人并有学到这门徒所学的。
They're convinced that this man suffers because he's a sinner.
他们还是觉得这个人他受苦是因为他是罪。
But Jesus tells them there's a different type of suffering.
但是耶稣跟他说这是有另外一种的罪。
Yes, you can say it's because the world has been corrupted and falls short of the glory of God.
你可以说因为世界都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But this particular suffering, this man has not, is not because of any personal sin that he did.
但是这个瞎眼并不是他个人的罪而产生的这个瞎眼的这个苦难。
But it is a testimony to God's work.
乃是为了要见证神的工作。
And his final response is bearing fruit of God's work.
他最后的这个他的反应是要带出就为神传出这个果子。
He worships.
他敬拜神。
So you see in verses 35, 39 through 38, he has a very special reaction.
你看35到39节，他那里有一个很特别的反应。
When he finds out who Jesus is, he doesn't sit there complaining about, well, my parents are ignoring me, these Pharisees are persecuting me.
他当他发现耶稣的时候，他没有埋怨这些法利赛人，他们把我赶出去，我的父母也不理我。
He wants to know who the Son of Man is that he may believe and worship him.
他却是要知道谁是神的儿子，好叫他能够信他。
In other words, he doesn't care how other people treat him.
换句话说，他并不在意别人怎么样对待他。
He doesn't care that this healing has produced a different kind of suffering.
他也没有想到，也不去理，他就得到医治会带来这个受逼迫。
He has overcome these things.
他得胜了这些事情。
And that is a way in which he has glorified God.
这也是他荣耀神的另外一个方面。
Brothers and sisters, we can glorify God by overcoming our problems.
所以另外一个方面就是我们如果在困难当中得胜，我们也可以荣耀神。
What do we pray about?
我们在祷告什么呢？
Jesus, please make my husband a little bit more patient.
主呀，让我的丈夫有多一点的忍耐。
Jesus, please make my wife a little bit more obedient.
主啊，让我的妻子多一点的顺服。
I already tried giving her that Bible verse, she doesn't listen.
我把这个圣经给她，她还是不听的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
sometimes God doesn't take away problems.
有时候神不把难处挪走，
because he's testing us，
因为他要叫我们受试炼，
and he's teaching us，
他也教导我们，
he's teaching us to be patient，
他教导我们能够有忍耐，
he's teaching us to be submissive，
他教导我们顺服，
he's teaching us that no matter how others are，
不管别人怎么样，
I will be obedient， I will be submissive，
我总是愿意顺服，
and that glorifies God，
这样就能够荣耀神。
How much of our prayer is involved in asking God to remove this problem, remove that problem?
我们的祷告有多少的成分都是求主来把我们的困难挪开。
It's a natural reaction.
这是一个天然的反应。
Paul prayed 3 times, please remove this thorn.
保罗自己都祷告了三次，把这个他身上的刺挪开。
God says,
神说，我不会做。
He says, His grace is sufficient for us.
因为他说我的恩典够你用。
And Paul writes to Timothy that he has finished the race.
保罗写信给提摩太说他当跑的路他都跑尽了。
That is overcoming.
这也是一个得胜的一个见证。
So brothers and sisters, our testimony is not that everything goes smoothly for us from here to eternity.
我们的见证不是说从现在开始我们一生都非常的平顺。
Our testimony is that despite anything that happens, I still profess that Jesus is Lord.
我们的见证乃是不管有任何事情发生，我还是口里要承认主是耶稣是我们的主。
No matter how much other people may laugh, I still believe that this is the word of God.
不管有多少人讥笑我们，我相信圣经的话是真实的，是神的话语。
No matter how much other people say I'm wasting my time, I will gather with brothers and sisters and fellowship.
不管有多少人劝我们说这个聚会是很浪费时间，我还是要来与弟兄姊妹有聚集。
And no matter how much I may be tempted to go after this or go after that, I will be obedient to God's command.
不管有多少人劝我们去追求这个追求那，我还是要顺服神的话语。
Sometimes we think, well, God hasn't really said anything very specific to me, so I'm just going to wait.
有时候我们觉得神没有好像没有一个给我一个很特别的话，我就等待一下吧。
Or sometimes we think I'm not qualified to do this or do that, so I'm just going to wait.
或者你觉得反正我也不够资格可以做这做那，我就等待一下吧。
Actually, God has said quite a lot for us to do in here.
神已经借着他的话语告诉我们很多我们应该做的事。
One final verse in Matthew.
我们再来看一处圣经，马太福音。
Last chapter of Matthew.
最后一章，马太福音的最后一章。
Matthew 28, the Great Commission.
在那里，主给我们一个大使命。28章，马太福音的28章。
Everybody knows this.
每一个人都知道。
Says verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let us pick up our mat and walk.
让我们拿起我们的褥子来行走。
Let us go to the pool of Siloam and wash.
让我们进到希罗亚的池子来受洗来洗。
That the work of God may be displayed in us.
让神的工作能够借着我们身上来彰显。
That we may bring out a true worship to Him.
我们才能够将真实的一个敬拜来归给他。
Before verse 19, in verse 17.
在第十九章之前第十七节。
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
I don't know how many people noticed that verse.
有多少人注意到这一节经节？
When I saw, I was like, "Whoa! I thought they were disciples."
我以前看见这个经节，我觉得他们是门徒了，怎么还有人会疑惑？
But Jesus didn't say those who doubt sit over there and those who are willing to continue to worship sit over here.
主耶稣没有说有人心里有疑惑坐在这一边，没有疑惑的才能够坐在那一边。
No, the command is given to all of them.
这个大使命是给每一个人。
Regardless of how clear they were about the truth.
不管他们对真理有多清楚。
Regardless of how strong their faith was.
不管他们的信心有多坚强。
If we feel we don't know the truth enough,
如果我们觉得我们的真理认识的不够，
then that probably means we just need to spend more time in fellowship and reading the Bible.
我们可能需要花更多的时间与弟兄姊妹有交通，自己读神的话语。
God does not give exemptions.
神在这里没有任何人能够减免的。
My mother-in-law got called for jury duty.
我的岳母有一次需要去做这个陪审员。
See, there are some exemptions.
那上面就有一些可以被减免这个责任的。
So if you're not good in certain areas, then you don't have to go.
如果你在某一方面不太好的话，你就不用去。
Or if you have other responsibilities like taking care of children, you can say, "Well, I'm exempt."
如果你有这个责任，你需要看管小孩子，那你就可以免除了这个责任。
I don't see any exemptions in this passage.
在这里没有给我们任何免除责任的一个条件。
Therefore, this is a goal for us.
所以这是我们的目标。
We can walk.
我们可以行走。
Let's not act like we don't know how to walk.
那我们就不要好像装作我们走不出来的样子。
We know the truth.
我们也知道真理。
Don't act like we don't know the truth.
不要装作我们好像不知道真理的样子。
And when you are, when you do this, then you will glorify God.
当你这么做的时候，你才能够荣耀神。
That's our spiritual act of worship.
那才是我们真正的用心灵诚实来敬拜神。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们来祷告。